This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Rob. Welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm joined today by Finn. Hello, Finn.
Hello, Rob.
Today we're talking about men's body image. That means how men feel about their physical appearance.
Yes, so it's not about fashion, the style of clothes they wear. It's about how they look physically and how they think other people view them. So, Rob, come on, how do you think I look?
You want me to be honest, yeah?
Not really.
Well, I guess you're a handsome chap, really, but you're a little skinny.
Okay.
Maybe.
That's
you
fair.
Don't look like you work out, you know, you don't go to the gym.
That's true.
But then look at me, I can't talk. I don't look that good either.
Come on, Rob, I'm sure your wife thinks you look very handsome.
You'll have to ask her.
I will.
Well, before we explore this subject more and look at some related vocabulary, let's work out with a question.
Hey.
It's about a survey on men's body image. In a survey by the University of the West of England, what percentage of men said they were unhappy about their body? Was it A, 20%? B, 55% or C, 80%?
Well, I think men are actually quite concerned with their body image. I'm going to say 80%.
OK, we'll find out if you are right or wrong later on. So let's talk more about body image. We probably know more about women worrying about things like their weight and their size and their body shape.
But men also have bodily expectations, in other words, a view on how they think they should look. So, Rob, where does this vanity come from?
Oh, vanity, a good word. That's when you're too interested in yourself and especially interested in how you look, you know, spending lots of time in front of the mirror. I suppose it's from pressure or influence from people we see on TV or in magazines. People have a perception or a belief of what the perfect body should look like.
Yes, so TV and magazines are full of pictures of men with perfect pecs. That's chest muscles and perfect hair and dazzling white teeth. A bit like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's not my type, really.
No, really.
Whilst I like to look fit and healthy, big muscles just don't really suit me.
Oh, I see.
The biggest thing I have at the moment is my beer belly. You know, my stomach is getting a bit too fat, and that's something I'm not too proud of.
It's very impressive, Rob. Well, some men cheat to try and achieve the perfect physique. They either take certain drugs or drink protein drinks.
And then there's a muscle-enhancing shirt. That's a padded shirt you wear under your clothes that make you look more of a hunk, you know, strong and muscly. So come on, Finn, you must have one of those.
I'm wearing one right now, Rob.
Really?
Okay. No, not really. And Joe Warner, and he's an author and former editor of Men's Fitness magazine, he thinks they're a waste of time. So what word does he use to describe wearing a padded shirt? And what does he suggest men should really be doing to improve body image?
A lot of people now are obese. They are overweight. It's a real issue in the UK. And it's another one of these fitness and health gimmicks that we see so much of. And I think it's just a real shame that people still want shortcuts when it doesn't take an awful lot of effort to get to the gym or go for a walk. And men do need to take more exercise.
So Joe says many people in the UK are obese. They are too fat and it's dangerous to their health. But he describes trying to pretend to look good by wearing a padded shirt as a health and fitness gimmick.
Yes, a gimmick is something that looks good but is not really useful. And he says these health and fitness gimmicks are shortcuts to looking healthy. So, Rob, what's the real solution?
Well, that's easy, isn't it? It's to do more exercise.
I think so.
Walk, run, cycle, or go to the gym. Of course, body image is about how you think you should look. And I think the best approach is to accept how you look. We don't want to all look the same anyway.
No, I think those are wise words, Rob. And we shouldn't forget that beauty is only skin deep. So your character is much more important than your appearance.
A good idiom. But still, men and women are concerned about their body image. And earlier I asked you, according to a survey, what percentage of men are worried?
I said C, 80%, Rob. Was I right?
You were right.
For once.
Well done. Yes, the study by the University of the West of England found 80% of men who responded said they regularly had conversations about one another's bodies. And the biggest body issue for them was their beer bellies and lack of muscles. Well, before I head off to the pub, could you remind us of some of the vocabulary that we've heard today?
Yes, we heard body image, workout, handsome, vanity, perception, pecs, beer belly, muscle enhancing, hunk, obese, gimmick, and beauty is only skin deep.
Thanks, Finn. We hope you've enjoyed today's programme. Please join us again soon for another 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. Bye.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.